that strengthening diversity, 63% of non-citizens on welfare. Written by Selwyn Duke. Wednesday, December 5, 2018. It's a shocking revelation right up there with rain is wet and fire is hot. Contrary to immigrationist assurances, census numbers inform that a vast majority, 63%, of non-citizens are on welfare. This amounts to 4,684,784 immigrant households. Assimilation does change this, though. After being here 10 years or more, 70% of them are on welfare. Moreover, about half of these handout recipients are in our country illegally. As the Washington Examiner reports, a majority of non-citizens, including those with legal green card rights, are tapping into welfare programs set up to help poor and ailing Americans, a Census Bureau finding that bolsters President Trump's concern about immigrants costing the nation. In a new Center for Immigration Studies analysis of the latest numbers, from 2014, 63% of non-citizens are using a welfare program, and it grows to 70% for those here 10 years or more, confirming another concern that once immigrants tap into welfare, they don't get off it. Concern over immigrant welfare use is justified, as households headed by non-citizens use means-tested welfare at high rates. Non-citizens in the data include illegal immigrants, long-term temporary visitors like guest workers, and permanent residents who have not naturalized. While barriers to welfare use exist for these groups, it has not prevented them from making extensive use of the welfare system, often receiving benefits on behalf of U.S.-born children, added the Washington-based immigration think tank. The numbers are huge. The report said that there are 4,684,784 non-citizen households receiving welfare. And nearly all, 4,370,385, have at least one worker in the house. Here are the Center for Immigration Studies' chief findings. In 2014, 63% of households headed by a non-citizen reported that they used at least one welfare program, compared to 35% of native-headed households. Welfare use drops to 58% for non-citizen households and 30% for native households if cash payments from the Earned Income Tax Credit (EITC) are not counted as welfare. EITC recipients pay no federal income tax. Like other welfare, the EITC is a means-tested, anti-poverty program, but unlike other programs, one has to work to receive it. Compared to native households, non-citizen households have much higher use of food programs, 45% versus 21% for natives, and Medicaid, 50% versus 23% for natives. Including the EITC, 31% of non-citizen-headed households receive cash welfare, compared to 19% of native households. If the EITC is not included, then cash receipt by non-citizen households is slightly lower than natives, 6% versus 8%, while most new legal immigrants, green card holders, are barred from most welfare programs, as are illegal immigrants and temporary visitors. These provisions have only a modest impact on non-citizen household use rates because, 1, most legal immigrants have been in the country long enough to qualify, 2, the bar does not apply to all programs, nor does it always apply to non-citizen children, 3, some states provide welfare to new immigrants on their own, and, most importantly, 4, non-citizens, including illegal immigrants, can receive benefits on behalf of their U.S.-born children who are awarded U.S. citizenship and full welfare eligibility at birth. Clearly, this isn't your grandfather's immigration. As radio giant Rush Limbaugh pointed out yesterday, commenting on the above, immigrants of old had to demonstrate that they were ready, willing, and able to work and that they were not coming here to game or live off the system, yet now immigration has changed because statists are gaming the system of immigration. Knowing that 85-90% of our immigrants come from the third world and that, upon naturalization, 70-90% of those who vote will support anti-constitutional, de facto socialists, i.e., Democrats, they work feverishly to import as many migrants as possible. The kicker? Your tax dollars are paying for this republic-rending destruction. Moreover, the more you get, the more you get. As these new voters pull the nation left, more open borders politicians are elected, this leads to even more migration, which gives us yet more open borders politicians, which. It's a vicious circle. But it does end. Famed economist Milton Friedman famously noted that you can't have free immigration and a welfare state, but you can. That is, till immigra welfare collapses the civilization. Of course, it's fashionable today to exalt the immigrant, even the illegal variety, but the reality is that today's newcomers are often not their nation's best and brightest. Just ask Tijuana, Mexico, Mayor Juan Manuel Gastelum. He was seen on Tucker Carlson Tonight last evening saying of the migrant caravan members, a lot of them are not really nice people. This is no surprise given how the Department of Homeland Security chief warned last month that the caravan includes 600 convicted criminals. Yet that figure just reflects the wider pattern of how illegals are more criminally inclined than American citizens are. As Fox News' Tucker Carlson reported in June, citing U.S. Sentencing Commission statistics relating to federal convictions, illegals account for 22% of murder, 18% of fraud, 33% of money laundering, 29% of drug trafficking, and 72% of drug possession. This is despite illegals constituting only about 6.5% of the U.S. population. Of course, is it a shock that people willing to break a country's immigration laws would also be relatively likely to break other laws? It's also no surprise that just as water will wet us and fire will burn, absorbing poor people, legal or not, doesn't grow the economy but the underclass, as statistics show. Were it otherwise, a curious mind might be inclined to ask, why aren't these south of the border nations clamoring to have their economy growers back? Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.